Vayter and Shas Rebbe Messiah Daf Kuf Yud Al picking a ball on Kuf Yud and Beis Bada Bal Mada Beis Bada Mishnah Bada Mishnah. Zok the Heliga Mishnah. Hamakabel Sod Mechaver L'Shvuach. Someone goes in and takes leases a field from his friend for a seven year period, meaning for a Shemitah, b'shvameos zuz, for 700 zuz, you would have thought, okay, so it's for 6 years, the seventh year can't work anyway, you should get it for an eighth year. The answer is nope, a Shemitah's my dominion, that's counted as part of the 7 years. Kiblei menu sheva shana, but if he says that I want to lease it for 7 years, it doesn't say shvuachas, but 7 years, because shvuachas is like a one unit. But sheva shana means 7 years, then b'sheva meos sheva zuz, for that ain't Shemitah's my dominion, he gets it for an eighth year to be able to work it. Work it. Zok the Mishnah Schir Yom. Let's say someone goes and gets hired for 1 day. Now we're getting to the famous sugya of paying people on the time that they deserve to get paid. And that is when you hire someone, you have to pay them the money that you owe to them. And there's a time period you have to pay them in. Schir Yom, Gova Kol Laila. Schir Laila, Gova Kol Hayom. That is, a person gets hired for the day and he works for the entire day. And then it ends at night. You have to pay him that night. You have the entire night till the next day to do it. And a Schir Laila, someone goes and gets hired for the whole night and then he finishes in the morning. Gova Kol Hayom. You can pay him later that day, but it's got to be that day you pay him until the nighttime. Schir shows that someone's hired for a certain amount of time during the day. Rashi says, Gova Kol Hayom, Kol Laila. I'm a Rebbe first. The Gemara is going to explain what it is. But if he gets for a couple hours in the day, Gova Kol Laila, Kol Hayom, he collects all night and all day. Right? We'll see what that means. Schir Shabbos, Schir Chodesh. Schir Shabbos, Schir Chodesh, Schir Shana, Schir Shavua. Let's say he hired someone for a week, a month, a year, or a 7 year period. Yatzava Yom, if he leaves during the day, Gova Kol Yom, he gets to collect the entire day. Yatzava Laila, leaves in the night, Gova Kol Laila, V'chol Yom, he gets to collect all that night and the next day. Tanu Rabban, on Minayin Schir Yom, Shigova Kol Laila, I had him know that a Schir Yom, someone gets hired for the entire day, and he finishes at the night time, he gets the entire night to get paid. Tamad Lomar, Lo Salim Pula Sachir, Yitchad Boker, the wage of a hired worker shall not stay overnight with you until morning. So therefore, you see, that this is talking about a case of a person who's a schir yom, and therefore he has the entire night until the next day. But as schir laila, should go over kol yom. How do you know that the schir laila, you have the entire next day to pay him? You got to pay him on that next day. On that day, you shall give him his schir. Now the Gemara asks an obvious question. Maybe we should say the opposite. And when it says that schir yom is gova, should be gova kol yom, because they be yom atit in schir, and schir laila should lo sil pula sachir itchad boker. Does Gemara know? Schir said Mishalem Mishalem Basof. What are you suggesting? That you should pay the day worker during the day when he's not yet done working, and during the night when he's not yet done working? We know that then is a schiras when you're hiring someone, then it goes after the end. Rashi says Shenemar Beezu Neshach. We saw in Daf Samachay Kschir Shana B'Shana Schir Shana Zum Mishalem Es B'Tchila Shana Acheres Alma Lo Mishtabed. It's only once there's shkia sacham, only once it's over. Okay, etc. But the point is, it's got to be that the way that we dash in it. Tani Rabba, Nami Mashma Shenema, Lo Salim Pulas Sacher Itcha. From the Mashmos, that was the pasuk says that the wage of a hired worker shall not stay overnight with you. Any odea Shad Boker, I don't know what it means that you have until the morning. Matam Loma Boker, why does it say the pause? Why does it have the words Ad Boker? Malamit She'enu over Ella Ad Boker Risha Mavad. It's coming to teach you that you're only over the Isser until the first morning. But he doesn't pay anymore if it continues on not paying the next day, the next day, the next day. It's not like he continues on. He's getting an Isser each particular time. It's only one Isser of that, and after that, he's not going to be Chayev anymore. Fakt Gemara Mikan Ve'elech Mai. So what's the din if someone doesn't pay from then on? Is there any sort of iser? Amarav over mishum baltasha. He's over another iser, which is called baltasha. You shouldn't delay paying when you owe something. Amarav Yosef, Mikra, what's the pasuk that says that? Al tomer l'recha leich v'shuv v'machar etein v'yeshitach. Don't say to your friend, go and come back, and tomorrow I'm going to give. When you have it with you, if something's there and you have it, make sure that you go ahead and you pay it. Tanu Rabbanan, Ha'omer L'Chaver, someone says to a friend, Say Schor Li Po'olim, go hire me workers. Shneim Ein Over Mishum Baltalin, neither of them over the Isser of Baltalin. Reuven tells Shimon, go hire me a worker. And both of them, Reuven and Shimon, are going to be over the Isser. Zeh lefi shelo scharon. Reuven, because he didn't rent them out. Rash says, velo karina schir gabe. He's not called a sachir, like by him. Beep, turn the page. Kuf yadav. And Shimon, because vezeh lefi she'ein pulaso tzlo. He's not doing the work for him. Like, well, why should he be over any sort of Isser here? Rash says, velo karina be pulaso itach. It's not called pu'ula, work, by you. Hechidami. Now, frankly, hold on a second. What is going on over here? Like, Ida Amar Lu Schar Chamalai. If the shliach said to the worker, "Your schar is on me," in other words, like it's on me to make sure that you I'm pay you, then schar alavu. Then Taki is going to pay it. So even though he's not getting it enough, Tyron's in a brisa. Hasocher es hapo lasos b'shelo. Someone hires a worker to do a work, to do a job, in his area by him. And the heru b'shel chavero, but when he's telling him, he shows the property of his friend, and he does work there instead, nosin lo schar mishalim. The one who hired him has to give the worker his full payment. V'chozer v'noto mi ba'al habayis mashahane oso. Then afterwards, the one who hired him can go and get from the one that they got ended up getting the benefit, he can get money from there. So in our case, the shliach would taka b'chayev to go and pay him. So why would you say he's not going to be chayev? He's not going to be over an isser of like delaying. So the Gemara, lo tzricha da amar lehu. We must be talking about a case where the shliach said to the workers, scharchem al balabais. Here, go work for that guy, and the schar is on them. It's on him to go out and take care of it. So therefore, the balabais, not the shliach, is going to be chayev to go and pay. So the shliach is not going to be chayev. Is not going to be over any sort of isser of delaying. And since the Baal HaBayis didn't hire him himself, he's also not going to be over the issue of not paying him time. Yehuda bar Maremar amar le l'shame, remember, said to his servant, Zil agar li polim, go hire workers for me. Ve'ema lehu schar chamal Baal HaBayis, and say to them, your schar is on the Baal HaBayis. So that's on him to go and to take care of you. Rashi says, de'i lo mishtalimna lo avarna, right? So that you shouldn't be over this issue if you don't pay. It's not paid. Marie Mara Marzutra Agala Dodi. Marie Marzutra would hire workers for the other one so that they would never be over this isser of delaying the payment that they owe. Amar Rabba Barav Huna, says Rabba Barav Huna. Hani Shukai Desura. These Syrian guys who work in the market, Lo Avri Mishum Lo Baltalin, they're not over an isser of Baltalin. Because the workers realize that the one who's hiring them are relying on the shuk, on the day of the shuk, in order to be able to get money to go and pay them, right? They're not over the system because they know they don't have it. Rashi says, like Yel Mos, Hilka Chafilu Isle Mos, even if they have money, low over, they're not over the Isser. Because it was with that intention that why they were rented out. If it came to Miyoma Kama, La avri, su lo avri. Once you're not over on the first day, you're not over anymore. Because I'm in the Alec, we say, she'ino over alav, elaboka rishon, only going to be over the first morning that it would happen. And not over that, so therefore it's not a problem. Aval mishum baltasha vali over. Certainly they're over the iser of baltasha. Baltasha is iser darbanan, right? But he's definitely going to be over that. Rashi says, miyoma shukva elech, from the day of the shukan on. Says the next part of the Mishnah, Schir shows Govil Kol Laila V'Kol Yom. Someone gets hired for a few hours, he gets money all night and all day. Amarav, Schir shows the Yom Govil Kol Yom. What's going on here? He says someone gets hired for a couple hours during the day, then when he finished, and it's still the daytime, so one he gets to collect all the that day. Schir shows the Laila Govil Kol Laila, he gets to collect all night. Shmuel Amar, Schir shows the Yom Govil Kol Yom. Somebody gets hired for a few hours during the day. He finishes at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He gets paid until the end of the day. It's the night. He's working till 1 o'clock in the morning. He gets paid till the morning and the entire next day. Tanan. Now, hold on one second. We learned in our Mishnah, Tiyuta de Rav. Rav says it's only, you know, day gets day and night gets night. But it says pretty clear that he gets day and night. Tiyuta de Rav. Isn't that a knockoff Rav? I'm the Chorav, I would say, man, let's study Katani. No, it's telling you two different shtiklach. Schir shows the Yom, Govakol Yom. Schir shows the Laila, Govakol Laila. Just speaking in one sentence for both. Tanan says, hold on one second, but we learned in our Mishnah at the end, Hayusach Schir Shabbos, Schir Chol, Schir Shana, Schir Shavua.
Yotzei b'yom go v'kol yom. Yotzei b'layla go v'kol layla v'kol yom. Right? It says over there that if the guy's hired for a week, a month, a year, or the 7-year period, that if he leaves during the day, he gets all that day. If he leaves at night, then he gets all the night and the day afterwards. So the Mishnah is saying straight up that a worker that's hired for a few hours at night can be paid throughout the next day, which goes against Rav. I'm like, Rav, Rav, let's say back. No, Tanoihi. Machlokes Tanoim. The time went to the Brisa. Schir shows the Yom, go v'kol yom. Schir shows the Laila, go v'kol Laila. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Schir shows the Yom, go v'kol yom. Schir shows the Laila, go v'kol Laila, v'kol yom. They get both. So we see in Machlokes. Mikan v'ye, mikan amru. From here, we see Kol HaKovis Sachir over Bahashem. I'm sorry. Hashem. How could you not think about Hashem when you're learning this? How could you not think about it? But really what it said is, over Behei Shemos Halalu Vaaseh. So we learned from here that anyone who holds back money from the worker, when you know you have to, when you gotta pay the guy, says Rashi, what's Hey Shemos? What does that mean? Chamisha Lavin, 5 Lavin. Lo Sashuk Isra'echa, Velo Sigzal, Velo Salin, Velo Sashuk Skir Ani, Ve'avim Yomati Yitzchar, Velo Savo Allah Vashemesh. That's 5. V'asei b'yomatitin. And he's over there say, oh, pay him on that particular day. Back in the Gemara now. Mishum bal tashukas b'yecha, that is that not to hold on to what is you owe to your friend. Mishum lo sigzol, not to bal tigzol. Don't you rob someone. Mishum bal tashukas sachir ani, and not to hold back that of a poor person. Mishum bal talin, not to hold back something which is overnight. Mishum b'yom t'din schar, pay him on that day. Mishum lo sovel lo v'shemesh. That should be that the sun does not set on him. So the last, second to last one, there was the essay. Hi, diki yamam aleka b'lelya. Diki b'lelya leka b'yamama. Says the Gemara, these yisurim that are applied to a day worker don't apply to a night worker, while the ones that apply to a night worker are not, don't apply to a day. How could it be that you're over all 5 Yisurim? Wrong trap. What I was saying is that the ones that apply during the day don't apply at night, and that apply at night don't apply at day. You're saying all these Yisurim. Some of them are talking about the day, some of them are talking about the night. So you never have a person to be able to over on all of these Yisurim. I'm Rav Chista, shame schirus be'alma. It just means that in the area, in the concept of schirus, Rav says, kula b'chad v'adei lo mishkach hazah. You can't find it's going to be with one person. Averus kol ha-shemos halalu b'shem schirus hein. Yesh mehem b'schirus la'el yeshem b'schirus yom. These are all the possible yisurim that could apply, not necessarily at one particular time with one particular person. Says Gemara, Ezehu oshek vezu geza. What is retention? To oshek means to hold on to back of something, being something. What does it mean to steal? When it says you're over an iser of geza, what's the difference between the two? Amar Rav Chista, lech v'shuv, lech v'shuv. Let's say the worker, the balabayis says, go and come back, go and come back. Zehu oshek. That's considered holding back. Yesh lecha biyadi ve'eni rosin lecha. But let's say the boss says, I have your money, but I'm not going to give it to you. Zehu gezel. That's considered straight up gezel. The way Rashi says is that gezel is a pretty direct type of stealing, and oshek is less direct. The mask of la rev sheshes. Ezehu oshek shechivu olav Torah karban. What type of oshek, where you're holding back from paying someone, is a person going to be chayev to bring a korban? You got to bring some sort of carbon. Now, what are you talking about here? That is that if a person makes a shvua in such a matzav, that that can cause a person to bring a carbon. He lies with the shvua, saying that he did something. So we have over here is an idea of oshek esamiso. Someone holds back that which he owes to somebody. And that's what we want to know here. Dumya de pikadon. It's dumya. It's something which is similar to a pikadon. It probably is when you leave something by somebody. The kafar le mamona. This is where he goes and he denies that he owes any money. So the iser against holding back someone's money has to be talking about someone who's denying that he owes it in the first place, but not someone who admits it but keeps pushing him off. So when the Gemara gave it as pshat to say what is called oshek, is like when he says, go and come back, go and come back, clearly that can't be. We're talking about a case where the person's denying it entirely. Elam Rav Sheshes, Nesativ Lecha, if he says, I gave it to you already,
right? So he's saying, I'm not chayv or anything. Zeh oshek, that's called oshek. Yesh chabi yodi v'ini losin l'cha, I have my hand, but I'm not giving to you, zeh gezel. That's what gezel is. Mas kifla, bye. I said, hold on one second. Hezu gezel shechivu ala of Torah carbon. What's the type of gezel that a Torah is going to now be mechayv or carbon? Do me to pikadon b'inan. It has to be something which is similar to a pikadon, the kakafer le'mamono, where he's denying any sort of money over here. So we see that gezel also has to be talking about something who's denying that he owes him, not someone who says that he has it, but he's not going to pay him. So now again, When the guy says, what does it mean, Gazel? He says, I never hired you at all. That's Oshek. Sorry. When he says, I never hired you at all, says Rashi, lo demei dummy, sorry, lo dummy le Gazel, ki nesati lecha, daham modi le da'avad behedya v'kagazale. He's admitting, but he's saying he's stealing from him. Zeh Oshik, nesati lecha, I gave it to you already, zeh Gazel, that's called Gazel. So what's Oshik? Oshik is like, I don't even know who you are, I never hired you. And Gazel is what he said, I already paid you, and he didn't. Rav Sheish says, according to Rav Sheish, says, ma'ishna Oshik dekashile. What is it that he had an issue with the way Rav Chista explained the concept of Oshik, of holding back? Ma'ishna Gazel de lo kashile. Why is it that I didn't have a problem with the idea of what does it mean when he says gezel? Rashi says ha ihu nami gabi carbon shvua ksev. It also says ilo kafar shvua hecha. Says Gemara melacha gezel de gazle v'hoder kafre. The case of gezel is talking about where the boss first robbed his guy by not paying him, and then afterwards when he brought him to court, he denied he owed him any money. The owner would then have to go and take a shvuah, and then, because that would have to bring a carbon. And even when it comes to the idea of oshik, of holding back from paying the person, we could say that he's pushing him off, the other kadavre, and after he's denying anything. So why do Rav Sheshis have a problem with Rav Chissa's pshat against holding back the money? Hachi hashis. Come on. How can you compare them? Bishlam hasa makes sense over there. Reference to stealing, because what does it say? Ksiv o begazel. It says straight up, or in the area of stealing. Michlal de odi le meikara. That means that he's admitting to him that he owed him the money, but he's just not paying him. And only later, when he brings him to the court, he's denying the whole zach. Avagavi oshek, when it comes to holding back the money, miksiv oba oshek, the same in the pasuk, or in the area relating to holding back? Of course not. O oshek siv. It says, or he did this, which means sha'ashu kvar, that he was already guilty of holding back the money that he owes to him as soon as he made the claim. Rav Amar, Zehu Oshek, Zehu Gezel. He says the Isser against holding back of somebody's money is the same as the Isser of stealing. V'lo mechukko kasuwanipos, split him up. Lavar lo b'shtei lavin. So you should be over two different lavin, but really, it's the same thing. Zog the next heilige Mishnah. Echet schar Adam, echet schar Behema, echet schar Kelim. Whether a person hires a person, or he hires an animal, or he borrows, you know, he wants to rent out someone's Kelim. Yeshua Mishum Biyomati the schar, you have within that the idea that you got to pay him on that day. Yeshua Mishum Lo Salam Pulu Sachir Tchalabok. And we also have this idea of that the wage of a hired worker shall not stay overnight with you until the morning. Ey Masai. When is it so? Bizman Shetava. When the worker says, give me my cash, pay me up. I want my money, give me the stash. Right? He says that he owes him, but he didn't give it to him. So then the boss is over this isser that he's delaying the payment over here. Lo tovo, but let's say the worker doesn't ask for his money. He's not tovea him. Rashi says that. We're going to see this in the Gemara, but anyway. Lo tovo, the worker doesn't go and demand it from him. Ain't over a love, then he's not over this isser. He's not asking for the money, then he's not over the isser against not paying him. And again, we're going to explain this with the sources. Him echo eitzel chenvini, if the boss pushed him over to a storekeeper. Oh, eitzel shulchani, or by a money changer, meaning to say, I hire a guy, now I owe him $100. Instead of me going in and paying him the $100, I give a $100 credit in a store that he can go and take stuff from over to deal with, you know, food or whatever it is, or to a money changer. And then the guy does end up getting paid. Rashi says, tein lo bedin ramos. He says, give him the money, ain't over beloved, then he's not going to be over this issue. The Gemara is obviously going to talk about that. Sachir bismano, sachir bismano. If this guy was a hired worker, then during its time when it's due, nishba v'notel. That is the, you know, I worked for you and I come and say you owe me the money. Nishba v'notel, he can go and swear and he can collect his money. Says Rashi, Mefarshim, where the Gemara is explaining exactly what's going on. It means that the worker says that he wants his money when it becomes due. Now he's got to pay him. And then the employer says, yeah, I already paid. The worker can come in front of Beis Din and swear that he hasn't got his money, and then he can get the money. And we're going to see why, you know, the Gemara is going to spell this out. Says the Gemara, continued, Avar Zmano, if the time has passed, and he's from Noto, then he can't swear and take. In other words, if he's supposed to pay him at a certain time and he didn't pay him that time, then the worker, we don't believe him anymore because it was shvua that he was not paid. He's got to do it within that time. In Shavu Notel, Emish Edom Shetavo, if there are Edom that he asked for his money, Hariz in Shavu Notel, then the worker can swear and go and collect it. There are Edom that the worker asked for his money before the end of the time. So he can go to court the next day and swear and get his cash money. Ger Toshav, Ger Toshav. Rashi says, what's a Ger Toshav? Shekiba Lov, Shelo Lavod, Avodazara, Ocha Neveil, Satrefos. We're talking about a person over here who's not a Ger, but it's a guy, but he took it upon himself. He's going to do like the Shev Mitzvahs Ben Noach, but he didn't come all the way over here. Right, with it, that's the general understanding. Rashi, he says, is talking about a guy who took upon himself that he's not going to do Avodazara. Right, interesting. That's what it means. Yeshua mishum biyomati din tzchar. You have to go. Yeah, the Isser applies to him as well. The means the Jewish employer has to pay him. The ain bo lo salim. It doesn't apply lo salim lo sachir tchal boker. So you have the idea. You got to pay him on the day of his work, but you're not over the idea of the wage of a hired worker shall not stay overnight with you until the morning. Frek the Gemara. Money must nisen. Who is our Mishnah? Lo tanakama. The Me'achecha, v'lo Rabbi Yossi, b'Rabbi Yehuda. It's neither of these, as we're going to see in just a moment. It's not the Tanakama of a Braisa we're going to see that says Me'achecha from your brothers. It's Rabbi Yossi, b'Rabbi Yehuda. Mahi, what in the world are we talking about? The Tanya learned in a Braisa. Peep, turn the page. Kufiyot Aleph, Amud Beis. The pasuk that we've said a few times is that Lo Sashuk Sachir Ani Ve'Evyon Me'achecha Omigercha Sheretzach B'Sharecha. That is that you shall not retain the wages of an employee and was in Me'achecha among your brothers. My brother, as Rashi brings that pasuk, Lo Sashuk Sachir Ani Ve'Evyon Me'achecha Parat Acher, and this is coming to exclude others. What does that mean? Others, says Rashi, of Chavim. Gercha, when it says from your converts, Zeh Ger Tzedek, this is talking about a Ger Tzedek, someone who's a full-on Ger, B'sharecha, in your gates, Zeh Ochel Nevelos, this is including the Ger Toshav, who eats Nevelos, as she says, Zechsev B'sharecha, L'Ger Asher B'sharecha, Teten V'Echla, Ein Li'el Eschar Adam. I only know that the schar of a person is going to be this type of Isser holding it back. Menan the Rabbis Behemoth of Kalim, how do you know that the schar of you rent an animal, or you rent a kelim, Talmud Lomer, Be'aretzecha, in your land. Kol She'aretzecha, which means any type of payment that's in your land, even for other things. V'kulon Ovim B'chol Hashem HaSalalu. If you hold back for any of these, you're going to be over these Yisurim that we said. Mikan Amru Echad Schar Adam, Echad Schar Behemoth, Echad Schar Kelim. From here we said, whether you rented a person, right, or you rented an animal or a kelim, Yesh Bo Mishum B'yom Titon Scharo, V'yesh Bo Mishum Bal Talim Pula Sachir. You have these Yisurim will apply over here. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Ger Toshav, Yesh Bo Mishum B'yom Titin Scharo. For a Ger Toshav, you have this idea of paying him on the day. V'ein Bo Mishum Lo Salim, but you don't have the Isur of a hired worker shall not stay overnight. Behem of a Kalim, Ein Behem Ela Mishum Bal Sashuk Bavad. According to when it comes to Behem and Kalim, you only have the Isur of not to hold back on the payment. Lo, doesn't have those written there. Look, come on, first time, but the Gemara is going to explain why that is. Okay, now, Mani, who is our Mishnah going like? Itanakama, the Me'achecha, if it's Tanakama, of the price that learns out, Me'achecha from your brothers, Kasha Gertoshev, you have a Kasha of Gertoshev. Our Mishnah said that the Isser of Baal Salin doesn't apply to Gertoshev, but the Tanakama, the Brisa says all the Yisurim that apply for the Yid also applies to Gertoshev, so clearly it can't be him. E Rabbi Yossi, if you want to say it's going to Rabbi Yossi, Kasha Behem of a Kalim. Then you have a Kasha, you have a question about renting an animal or Kalim, because our Mishnah says that the Isser against paying Baal Talin, that we have, that you can't hold back on your payment, and Biyomatit in Scharo, apply to anything you're renting, which is including other things that are found as well. But Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda said in the Brisa that neither of those laws apply to rentals. Only the Isser against Lo Sashuk Sachir is going to apply, so it can't be him either. Amarava, Hai Tana, Tana Devi Rabbi Yishmal. This Tana of our Mishnah is Tana Rabbi Yishmal. The Tana of Rabbi Yishmal, Echet Schar Adam, Echet Schar Behem, Echet Schar Kelim, Yesh Bo Mishum Biyomatin Schar, Umishum Lo Salon. You have both of these Isserim apply, and Ger Toshav. When it comes to Ger Toshav, Yesh Bo Mishum Biyomatin Schar, you have the Isser of you pay him on that day, Be'ein Bo Mishum Bal Talon, but you don't have because of Bal Talon. Right, so the Tana of our Mishnah is going in the world of this Tana over here, Tana de Rabbi Yishmal, yeah, who, period. My time at the Tana Kama de Me'achecha, what's Pshat in the Tana Kama, who darshins the Me'achecha to include others as well, that is even the Ger Toshav. Why does he say that all of the dinim that apply to a yid also apply to someone who's a ger toshav and to kelim and behemas, behemas and kelim? That stuff is only mentioned in the pasuk by a night worker, but not by a day worker. It says gomer gomer sachir sachir. He learns that gzeira shava of sachir sachir that's found in both of these things: a day worker and a night worker, and therefore all the dinim that apply to that of they apply to both. Hashem, all the dinim in both of them apply to payment of a ger toshav and to all rental payments. Rav Yosef Yehuda argues on the Tana Kama, lo gamar sachar sachar, he doesn't learn out this gzeir shava, therefore the dinim that are found by those of a day worker don't apply to the payment of a ger toshav or to renting out, you know, animals or kelim, etc. He says the Gemara. Now, the Nehid lo gamar sachir sachir can't understand the fact that he isn't dashed in this idea of sachir sachir, behemah v'kelim, but when it comes to the idea of the rental payments of an animal or kelim, why is one going to be chayv only for the iser of holding back the payment? Mishum b'yom b'titha schor namini chayv. He should also be over the iser of that you got to pay him on this day because it's found in the very next pasuk. Rashi says, l'chayv da'ach samach le'i debikra de'le'el k'siv me'artzecha. What's going on? It says Tani Rabbi Chananya Amar Kra Velo Savu Alav Hashemesh Ki Anihu. The sun shall not set upon him because he is poor. So what do we see? What do we mashma? Only Mishahin Boyin Lide Anios Vashirus. It's only to someone a Yatsubahim of a Kalim, someone who can become Anior or Ashir. Yatsubahim of a Kalim, Shayna Bayan Lide Anios Vashirus. Those, they don't fall into that category of Anios and Ashirus. In fact, we're over Tanakam, according to Tanakam, who says that Behem and Kalim are going to be over that is as well. Hi, Ki Ani, who am I over? What's the other words, Ki Ani, which seem to be applying not to them? That's coming to teach you that you first give to a poor person before a rich person. It's not coming to exclude anything. That means if, let's say you hire two workers, one rich guy, one poor guy, and he has money to pay only one of them, he should first pour the pay worker, pay the poor worker. So especially in school, Shnei Polim, Echad Ani, Vechad Asher, Fembid Lutan El Echad, Me'am Ani, Yo'akodem, the Ani comes first, pay him first. Who says the Gemara of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda? He needs that to exclude the rental payments. He has to therefore find another source to learn out that you got to give to the poor person first. He learns out you shall not retain the payment of an employee who is poor or destitute. Right, so this is pretty clear that it's saying pay the person who is poor. Tanakama chad lahaktam ani l'asher. One of the pasuk is coming to be maktam ani for asher. The other one is an ani, a poor person, to an evion, to a destitute person. Rashi explains, because a poor person, is one level of poverty, is embarrassed to go and ask for anything. Therefore, you have to make sure you give him first. The destitute person, he'll go and ask for money from another place. Therefore, you give it to him second. And we have to teach both these dinim. Di yashmin evion, what it just tells us this din, that a poor person goes before an evion, mishum lo kasef limitbe. We would say because the evion is not embarrassed to go and, demand his money from him. Therefore, even if the evion is not paid now, he'll make sure he's going to get the money as soon as the guy gets it. But when you're dealing with the rich person who's embarrassed going to demand his money from his boss, Amalo, that would say that the poor person does not come before him. Therefore, we have to say he does. V'yashmin asher, which said the din of asher, that a poor person goes before a rich person, mishum delo tzarchle. It said because the rich man doesn't actually need the money really so much. Well, everyone to tzarchle, he needs it. Imelo, he would say he doesn't go before the ani, right? So you have to teach us both of these dinim. V'tana didan, tana didan. About our tana, our mishnah, mud of shach. I yalav sachir sachir, if you learn out, sachir sachir. Right now you want to compare the day worker and the night worker. I feel the Ger Toshav Naim, and even Ger Toshav should be included in all the Yisurim. So why is it that he says that a Ger Toshav is only going to be compared to the laws of a night worker? Ilo Yalav Sachar Sachar, and if you don't learn Sachar Sachar, Behemah V'Kelim in LA, then how do you know the Isser that we have that by a day worker that applies to things of animals in Kelim, if that's mentioned in other pasuk? So Gemara Liolam Lo Yalav Sachar Sachar. Really, our Tana does not learn out Sachar Sachar, but still he's going to learn out that they have the same laws of night and day. V'shani Hasam over there, when it comes to the rental payments, it's different. Amrikar pasuk says, "Alo salam pula sachir itcha boker," and the wage of a hired worker shall not stay overnight with you until morning. And what does that mean? Itcha. It says, "Lo salam pula sachir itcha kol shapula su itcha." That means hiring of anything that is with you, anything you rent, even if it's an animal or it's kelim, can't stay with you. If that's really true, then even the payment of a Ger Toshav should also have the same laws that are found by the day worker Shtiklach. So why does the Tanav our Mishnah say that the payment of a Ger Toshav is only the Yisurim of a night worker? Amakra Reacha. Right, so and for the Gemara, that when we talk to the day worker, it has the word your friend, which we learn out what? Re'acha v'lo ger toshav, which means only your friend, your halig a Jew that's a friend, a fellow Jew, but not someone who's a ger toshav. Yehachi, he says, Gemara, filo behemah b'kelim nami. And also behemah b'kelim should be excluded from the Yisurim because of the word re'acha. He says, Gemara, no, but it says haksev itcha. It says with you, which means what? That include things that are, anything that's with you is going to be included in it. So he says, Gemara, my royce, my royce, l'rabas behemah v'kelim. Why would you include behemah v'kelim? Hotzi ger toshav. So include a ger toshav also. It should be over the yisurim by him as well. Mestabra behemah v'kelim havalei l'rabas. It makes sense to include them. Shekein yeshem b'chal mamon re'acha. Because they're included in the property of your Jew. Ger toshav v'enem b'chal mamon re'acha. Ger toshav is not included in the property of the fellow Jew. Okay, my friends, we are mitten sugya, but we're going to stop over here. And I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.